You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, folks, I don't know where you're going to be on January 24th, 2028. I know where I'll be. I'll be at the college football playoff championship at the Caesars Superdome, watching the LSU Tigers take on somebody. I don't know. Jeff Hundley joins us, CEO of Allstate Sugar Bowl. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell. And the odds are you're going to be right about the Tigers. They've been here the last four times we've hosted in this building. So,
yeah. So odds on favorite, and I could take a few liberties. It's my show, Jeff.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, this is exciting news, man. This is big news. I mean, I know that y'all were working towards it. Did y'all really think you would get it?
Well, you know, we figured if we put the effort in and we got the support that it would come our way. Fortunately, it did, and we're excited. It's, you know, it's a huge event. It's we have hosted it in 2020, as you referenced, and LSU beat Clemson then, and it's been, we've worked for 2 years almost now trying to put the bid package together, and it required a coordinated, you know, state and citywide effort in order to make things happen. A lot of groups and organizations had to come together in order to put a successful bid package together. And fortunately, we were able to do so. And we're happy to have Rich Clark from the College Football Playoff in town yesterday to hand us the keys for 2028.
Absolutely. People don't realize how much work goes into this, right? It's very, very competitive. Probably every bit as competitive as trying to get a Super Bowl in many respects, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the stakes are not quite as high. The Super Bowl is what it is. It's a huge corporate event, but this is second only to the Super Bowl. It draws more television viewers than the national championship game. It's the last time we hosted the Sugar Bowl and the CFP championship, it was over a $500 million economic impact event with more than $50 million in direct tax revenue. And as I said, there are more television viewers than the NCAA men's Final Four for this event. So it's a big deal, and, you know, there's a lot of cities that want to be in right now. You know, we've got Vegas is going to host next year, and then, you know, Nashville is building their new stadium, and they're trying to get in, and there's a lot of people wanting this because it's, you know, it's a plum event. It's a four-day event that's got music festivals and fan experiences and what have you throughout, you know, culminating with the big game on Monday night, the 24th.
Yeah. And, you know, it because of the nature of the teams that are playing, they're much more historic in nature than NFL teams. They have a huge alumni group, right? So when you're playing for the national championship, every alumnus of that particular participating school's got an interest and a desire to head to the city of New Orleans and see the game.
Yes, indeed. You know, we're fortunate that this city just sets up so well. Walt Leger says it all the time that we're built to host, and that he's totally accurate there, that this is a spot where alumni and fans want to come. And typically we do very well when we hosted in 2020. The then director of the College Football Playoff called that event the best in the first 6 years of the playoff. And we're going to try to prove them right again the next time we host in 28. So I think it'll be a good event with a lot of people in town, bringing a lot of money and tourism and a lot of good things that come with it. One of the things that, you know, we're most proud of when we hosted in 2020, it started our involvement with the College Football Playoff's Extra Yard for Teachers program, which is a foundation that supports public school teachers. And together with the playoff folks, we've done $5 million in support of public school teachers here in New Orleans since 2019. And with this event, it'll bring another big influx of money to support that effort. And so it makes us feel like we're doing, in addition to the economics of the event, we're doing some real good in our community.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And we are... have the added benefit of having a quarterfinal game for the playoffs that will be played as our Sugar Bowl game, which is a nice little caveat as well.
Pretty good little doubleheader. Have a quarterfinal playoff game on January 1st, and 3 weeks later have the national championship game. It's We'll have to make sure we're taking our vitamins that year, but I think it'll be a lot of fun, and it'll be a big economic boon to the city, and certainly bring the national spotlight not once but twice in the same month to New Orleans, and hopefully it'll show well, and we'll be off and running.
You know, it's interesting because it is possible to have one of the two teams that play in that quarterfinal to come back 2 weeks later and play in the championship.
Yeah, the way they've set the playoff up now, that certainly is a possibility. It hadn't happened yet, but you never say never.
right,
we'll have another
right.
chance to find out this year. This is just the second year of the 12-team playoff, so it's been interesting to watch that evolve, but there's definitely a lot of fan interest in the College Football Playoff, and I think that's only going to grow over time.
Is what you're hearing, Jeff, that people like this 12-team playoff format better?
I think they do, but I think they like it better than the 4-team for sure. I think
right.
the conferences that run the playoff and comprise the playoff are considering expanding already, going to potentially 16 teams or more in the future. They have a trigger date of that expansion could happen as early as next year. But the conferences would have to make a decision by December 1st of this year in order for that to happen. Based on everything we're hearing right now, it's probably not likely that any change will take place by December 1st. So we'll probably have at least one more year after this with the 12 teams. And then it's likely to expand. And the biggest reason for the expansion is revenue. Those conferences are now sharing, you know, having to share revenue with players, and so the financial pressures they're facing are greater than they've ever been in history, and they're looking for new ways, and additional rounds of the playoff is one way to skin the cat.
Yeah, I guess at some point, Jeff, there's a ceiling. I think you and I talked offline about that one day. There's got to be a ceiling at some point, right?
Yeah, you would think so. I don't think football, just by its nature, it's not basketball where that you can pick up and go. This is as physical of a game as it is. There's not. There's only so many games that they can do. And even if they expand beyond 16 teams, there's speculation that conference championship games possibly could go away because, you know, they're still young people. You know, they're not fully developed, you know, men just yet, and you know, to ask them to play 20 games in a season is a bit much. You know, the NFL barely does that, so I would expect, you know, they'll land at what works, you know, taking everything into consideration, player safety, the finances, and what have you. But we're not in those discussions. We just have to react to whatever the conferences decide and move accordingly.
Jeff, if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, the Sugar Bowl committee does a lot more than just put on the Sugar Bowl. If you just take a few minutes and remind folks of all that you guys do.
Well, I still get asked when I meet somebody for the first time and they find out I work for the Sugar Bowl, I often get, "That's a full-time job?" Yeah, it's a full-time job, believe me. But we do almost 30 other events throughout the year. We're big in amateur sports and high school sports. We sponsor the state high school football championships. We do the Manning Quarterback Award, goes to the top quarterback in the country every year. We do the Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year Award ceremony at the national championship game every year. We do the Greater New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame. We do that induction ceremony on an annual basis. We do a big deal in the spring through the national. We run the local chapter of the National Football Foundation, and we honor several local high school student athletes who've done well on the football field and in the classroom, and then award scholarships. You know, in the last decade, we've done $750,000 in scholarships for deserving young people. Something that, you know, that we're proud of. You know, and then we're always busy, you know, trying to, you know, stay relevant financially so that we can compete with what we know the future is going to be. Because it's with all the change that's happened with the student athletes now being able to be paid, it's created pressure in the whole college athletic ecosystem financially. And we've got to be ready to compete because we don't want to drop below the echelon that this organization has enjoyed for the last 92 years.
Yep. Y'all have a fairly large committee, and if somebody wants to get involved, they can just reach out to you guys, right? A lot of opportunities for volunteers.
Yeah, and there's going to be, with this national championship game, it's a very heavy, you know, on needing volunteers, and we work hand in glove with the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation on the national championship. The two groups comprise the host committee for the national championship, and they've got an outstanding volunteer program that will come heavily into play as we get ready to host the national championship in 2028.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Best of luck to you guys. This was great news. I knew that it was going to be announced at some point. I don't know why I thought it was later in the year. But, you know, when I heard it yesterday, I said, "Oh, wow, God, awesome." I knew you all were into running, and it's always good to hear that we won.
Well, it is. It was a good winning moment for the city and state. It's funny. We were joking in the office that it was the worst kept secret ever because, you know, we were able to Google 2 weeks out from the press conference. If you Googled where the national championship was going to be in 2028, it said New Orleans. So somebody on the internet knew something.
Well, that means I need to get out of my cave because I didn't know about it. It's not saying much for me, Jeff. Oh, geez. Yeah, it's funny because I actually went to the website last night and it had it there. So, but it was after the announcement. So, but well, anyway,
we've been trying to line up schedules. We've known for a little while, but we tried to line up schedules where the CFP executive director could be here as part of the announcement, and worked out, you know, really well. We're excited and proud to be part of it, and hope that the community and the business community at large will help us as we attempt to raise the finances that will be needed in order to meet our obligations that we've made getting this bid.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again to you and your team and all the folks that put in an incredible effort in putting that package together. That is not easy. I've seen those packages. It's a big production, and everyone out there needs to know just how hard these folks work in order to bring these incredible events to our city as we continue to punch above our weight in so many different ways. Jeff Hundley, CEO, Allstate Sugar Bowl. Thank you so much, Jeff, and congratulations again, and have a great week.
Thank you very much, Newell.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.